WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2019. Today, WXXI's James Brown has more on how a decades-long struggle for an independent police accountability board took center stage in Rochester last year.
As 2019 began, City Council and a group of activists called the Police Accountability Board Alliance were developing a new plan to handle misconduct claims. Knowing this was on the horizon, Mayor Lovely Warren introduced a version of the plan that gave the board powers that she called unprecedented. But the council and the alliance wanted something more. They wanted the board to have the authority to determine the guilt of officers accused of misconduct and decide their punishments. Since that move would remove power given to the mayor's office through the city charter and union contracts, it set up a legal fight that would play out all year. In January, Council President Loretta Scott saw it coming.
We're responding to the cries that have been made throughout our community for years. If we get sued, and we may, we'll have to face that. But we can't not do it out of fear that we might get sued.
The threat of a legal challenge emerged quickly. Mike Mazzio, the president of Rochester's police union, said the bill was rushed, violated due process rights, and was perhaps illegal.
Just because you have the ability to pass something doesn't mean it's correct. So our reasoning would be we have issues and problems, and we think that they probably have issues and problems that maybe even state law comes into play as well. So we'd take a legal action, I think. We'd have to. We'd have no choice.
Over the next few months, council members talked to Mazzio, but there wasn't much movement on either side. Until a
Patterson,
Tuesday night in May, when council voted on the bill.
Vice President Lightfoot?
Yes, ma'am.
President Scott?
Yes. Motion carries.
It passed unanimously. Council President Loretta Scott said it was a high point in her public service career.
The city of Rochester has tried for 50 long years to get it right. We tried a police advisory board that was embroiled in legal battles and written out of the budget. We tried a complaint investigation committee that lacked independence and teeth. We tried a civilian review board that lacked community confidence. But that changes today.
In order to take power from the mayor's office, a public referendum had to be held. By fall, the activists were campaigning to do it, and the police union was suing the city over it. In September, Judge John Arc ruled that he didn't have enough time to decide the merits of the case. The city's lawyer, Andrew Celli, explains.
The judge is in a bind. He's in a difficult position because it's late in the day and there are other courts that are ultimately going to have to hear this, appellate courts, and he wants to make sure that they have time to do that.
Arc allowed the referendum to be printed but not voted on. A few weeks later, a panel of appellate judges ruled that the voters could weigh in, and Arc would decide the case at a later date. After the votes were counted, it was clear what the residents wanted. The PAB won in a landslide. Ted Forsyth, one of the people who pushed for the board, told WXXI News that now comes the hard part.
I've been telling people sort of off the cuff that, you know, the easy part was the advocacy, right? Getting it to this point. The tough part, the heavy lifting part, is going to be this part of implementation.
Once council approves members, they have to learn the vast amount of police department rules and procedures, not to mention hiring an executive director and approving bylaws. They're expected to complete all this within 90 days of the referendum. All sides acknowledge that the court's ruling on the lawsuit could change everything. And even that likely won't be the end, as Locals Club President Mike Mazzio pointed out.
And then I'm sure whatever decision that is, then whatever side feels that they've been wronged will probably appeal to the appellate division and it'll move up this ladder one more step.
James Brown, WXXI News.